This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Earlier this month, Morning Edition spoke with Eric Herlin, an attorney working with schools to comply with a law that went into effect last fall, limiting use of child restraint in schools or other facilities. Herlin spoke critically of the bill before it was passed into law, and on the program he told Morning Edition that there were some lingering concerns with the law's language.
There's a big concern that under this law as it's written now, children can be disruptive in school. Officials can take low-key interventions to try to resolve the disruption, but if they fail, they are unable to make physical contact with that child to move him or her out of the setting. What this means is that other children or other adults have to leave those environments rather than the child who is disruptive.
Mike Skibbe is the policy director at the Disability Rights Center of New Hampshire. He's an advocate of the law, and he joins us now to discuss what he says is working with the new regulations. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Take us briefly back to when this issue was being debated in the State House. Why did the law need to change in the first place?
You know, we've had a restraint regulation on the books since 2010, and the way that things turned out is that there were some loopholes in the law that allowed schools and treatment facilities to avoid reporting instances of physical contact with children, number one. Number two, there was a rising concern about the use of seclusion, that is, confinement of children alone away from their peers in schools and facilities.
Now, you disagree with our previous guest on some important points in relation to this law and how it's applied in some scenarios. Do you want to tell us about that?
My main concern is the view that was expressed that the law does not give tools to schools to deal with disruptive children when their behavior doesn't reach the threshold to allow you to restrain them. When, in fact, what the law does is it explicitly takes out of the definition of restraint and the limitations for restraint the ability to put hands on a child and remove them from any place. There's absolutely no threshold that you need to meet before you remove a child. A child can simply be yelling, not threatening injury to anyone, and you can put hands on the kid, you can pick up the child from the floor and move them out using whatever force is necessary to do so. And the law explicitly does that. So it would really be a mistake for people to have the impression that there aren't tools available to deal with disruptive children.
But what has changed specifically in the law? Couldn't a teacher, for instance, do that before this law?
Well, actually, the law has been strengthened in terms of sort of preserving that tool for schools. The language was modified to allow you to actually pick up a child, which as previously you couldn't do that, and put them on their feet to move them out.
Can you speak to what's been going on the ground this year as schools and daycares are working to comply with these regulations?
You know, my office is really a place where people go when they are dissatisfied with the way things are working. So we don't really see a cross-section of things. Nobody gets on the phone to tell us that something is going well, typically. They typically come to us with complaints. And we have received a couple of reports of broken bones since the new law went into effect. So all is not well, but, you know, I think you need to expect that things will change slowly when a legal change like this takes effect. And, you know, we're probably never going to completely remove dangerous circumstances where children can be injured.
So there is some confusion on what teachers can and cannot do, you believe?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure. I mean, there's some teachers who have told me that they have been told by administrators that they can under no circumstances lay hands on a child, when that may be the policy of a particular school, but that's absolutely not the law in New Hampshire. The law in New Hampshire says that if a child is threatening, you know, injury to themselves or others, you can move them out of an area, you can seclude them, move them away from other children. And if the threat is of serious injury, you can lay hands on them in a way that is considered a restraint, which, of course, is a dangerous technique, and that's typically how children get injured. So there are limitations on it, but it is available.
Mike Skibbe is the policy director at the Disability Rights Center of New Hampshire. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.